There's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Well, I thought you'd just buy me a beer.
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for the beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
I got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up?
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
And we are drunk at the movies. Brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. Well,
I'm afraid
we are a mere 10 minutes out from last week's episode. We've already got a buzz. We're gonna need it for this next film.
Was buzz a pun? Since we're about to watch a bunch of bees.
It wasn't, but
it is now.
It is a new month. It's May. It is questionable remakes month, and it's May Day. It is May the 1st. And when we watched a certain movie back in October, I was like, aw, damn it. We totally missed an opportunity here.
With the maypole and the,
yeah,
the coming of spring.
But then I remembered. We could watch the remake on May 1st. And so it shall be. And here we are. We're recording this on 4/20, but it is May 1st to you guys, the Drunkomaniacs at home. And we are watching the remake of The Wicker Man, starring Nicolas Cage. Oh, my goodness. I've seen this movie once.
I saw it once as well.
Never thought I'd be watching it again, but I think it's going to lend itself well to this show.
Yeah.
We're feeling the spirit. We've got some Bearded Owl beer to enjoy, and it's an appropriate choice. It's called Raise the Feared, and that is spelled F-Y-R-D. It is a 7.9% IPA. This is another brand new one. It is a raw IPA, which means no boiling. And it's made with Citra and Belma hops and then conditioned on top of apricot and wildflower honey.
That's the thing.
The unique beer finishes fruity and sweet with tons of honey. Skull. So, there's bees in this movie.
Bees.
There weren't bees in the first one. There's bees in this one, so we had to have a beer that featured bee-related business, and we got one. Bearded Owl knew.
They came through.
They knew it was going to happen, and it worked out perfectly. So we are going to raise a glass of Raise the Feared. We are fearing watching this movie, but the alcohol will help. And while we pour our glasses, we're going to let you guys listen to our opening credits song. This comes from a band I've been a fan of for years. I've seen them live a couple times. They are a phenomenal live band. Very jammy, very good stoner rock. So it's appropriate for the day we're recording this. The band I'm speaking of is Clutch. If you are not familiar with them, go check them out. They look like mountain men. But
this particular song almost has some angst to it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I like it because if you're not angry yet, you're going to be by the end of this movie.
And it's called Wicker, off of the album Pitchfork and Lost Needles. So here we go. This is Clutch on Drunk at the Movies.
Slapped on silence!
Okay, so I don't own this piece of shit on DVD, but thankfully it's on HBO On Demand, so I didn't have to buy it. Score.
Yeah, so if you've got HBO or access to it, go to HBO Go, or just
put your DVD on, whatever.
Pay the $3 for a standard edition version, standard definition version of The Wicker Man. Watch it along with us,
yeah,
because it always makes the movie more enjoyable, and you got to do everything you can to make this movie as enjoyable as possible. If you've heard about it, it deserves all the negative criticism that it's received. This is a real mess.
You can go to YouTube and watch basically a highlight summary. I think it's
7 minutes long.
Yeah, condenses the movie down to 7 minutes.
That's 7 minutes.
That's what Brianna watched, and she's like, okay, yeah, I never need to see that one.
Nope.
So, but here I am. So hit play. We've got it on pause. We've got the captions on. And we're looking at the, I can't remember what production company.
The Warner Brothers lot.
Okay, the Warner Brothers lot. So hit play, and here we go.
You can tell by the Casablanca music that's playing right now. So this is a remake of the 1970s, I forget the, 73, was it?
Sounds good.
we'll take it.
Yeah.
Remake of the 1973 Scottish film, The Wicker Man, which we watched back in October, as Dustin mentioned. And as far as remakes go, this was not only unnecessary, it's
an abomination.
Not live up to the original, which I quite enjoyed.
And what makes it even worse is the movie's dedicated to Johnny Ramone, because Johnny Ramone is who introduced Nicolas Cage to the original Wicker Man. Johnny deserves better.
Yeah, he does. He did. So let's recap, since we have apparently 20 production logos to sit through.
Well, yeah, Equity Pictures.
What was your opinion of the original Wicker Man?
I liked it. It's definitely a little dated, which I said at the time, but it holds up. It's a creepy story.
And the full creepiness doesn't really take effect until the end of the movie.
You realize it's a very great ending.
Here we have the papyrus font.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't bother to scroll through any better font. They just clicked the drop-down menu and scrolled down to papyrus.
We've got Ellen Burstyn, who is at this point probably coming off of Requiem for a Dream. I believe she got nominated for an Academy Award on that one.
She was excellent in it. I personally think Requiem for a Dream was a very overrated film.
Really?
I really didn't care for it. I thought that it was kind of ridiculous, actually.
Okay.
I thought it was a great editing exercise for a film student.
Frances Conroy from 6 Feet Under.
Mm-hmm. Also from the American Horror Story franchise.
Yeah, Lily Sobieski. I thought that was Ashley Judd here as the
looks like
waitress.
So far, she is the best part of this movie. And there he is, a man.
She called him honey.
Whether you love or
honey
hate
in
him,
the beer.
You have to admit, he is an extremely talented actor. He makes very strange choices.
Oh, totally.
I do love Nicolas Cage. I really do.
His Ghost Rider, the cop.
There he is, yeah.
Music by Angelo. He does a lot of David Lynch movies.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat a peach for hours. Sorry, I'm going to be doing shit like this the whole movie.
My impression of Nicolas Cage on the speech team was, speech. I could read a speech for hours. Nicolas Cage as the T-1000, which I would love to see.
Yeah, can you imagine the overacting on that?
Have you seen this boy?
Is it Christmas? Is that a Christmas tree?
Oh
no. It's a doll.
They dropped their Cupid doll. And oh, what that, a badass.
It's like Con Air.
Without slowing down.
Get that stuffed animal.
Nicolas Cage. I told you to put the bunny back.
Oh my goodness. So
this is our second Family Truckster film in a row. What's up with
it's a weird theme going on.
The weird station wagons.
Hey, you were littering. Littering hand.
That's a pretty
smoking
good
smoking the reefer. That's Nicolas Cage in Super Troopers, in case you didn't get the reference.
You are freaking out, man. Sorry about the ellipses.
Shut the fuck up, kid.
So my rule is my opinion of Nicolas Cage is I've got to give him credit where it's due. He was fantastic in Raising Arizona. He was excellent in Leaving Las Vegas. He deserved the Academy Award, and I was extremely impressed by his performance and Adaptation.
Great, thanks a lot.
I thought he was great. Thanks a lot.
Son, you got a panty on your head.
Don't worry. It comes with the territory.
We've had a couple Nicolas Cage movies on this show. Raising Arizona is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Well, that'll ruin your Sunday.
So
this didn't happen in the original.
Yeah, this whole opening, this whole intro, this cold open, kind of a cold open, we had some credits, did not happen in the original Wicker Man. And for those not watching along, the car that Nick Cage has pulled over, he is a motorcycle cop. He pulled over a woman
Pacific
and
Blue on USA.
He pulled over a woman and her daughter on the highway, and then a semi-truck just barreled into the car,
yeah,
which
like
is now on
Jack
fire.
Jackknifed it. And yeah, the car is burning.
He's trying to save them, and the little girl made no effort to get out of the car.
Yeah,
and it just
odd,
exploded.
Right? The Wicker Man!
Credits! Eerie music.
Blair Witch font.
Yeah.
At least they moved on from Papyrus.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie is getting better. Maybe it'll continue to get better.
Doubt it. Pills rattle. All right, so he's suffering from some PTSD. I'm going to guess.
And he's out of his beverage. That's why he's sad.
You got to have a fresh, full beverage, preferably from Bearded Owl.
He's easily startled, apparently.
Oh, hello, lady.
Speaking of... was that more of a Princess Bride reference, or was that more of a The Room reference?
It was both.
So... like The Room, Nicolas Cage claimed after this movie came out and got all the negative criticism that it was intended to be
a dark comedy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hindsight's 2020, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I meant it to be bad.
I meant
Whatever.
To do that.
Yeah. My dad killed me. Pee Wee Herman falling over the handlebars. Hey, did I tell you I can eat a peach for hours? You know peach means vagina, right? It's a euphemism. There's apricots in this beer. I could probably eat an apricot for hours, too. Maybe that means you're a more diminutive woman. I don't know.
The whole episode is going to be you doing an awesome Nicolas Cage impression.
Now, Nicolas Cage has done some good movies.
Yeah.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Also... Elizabeth Shue is in that.
And
a lot of
she
her.
Was nominated for the Oscar.
As
she
well she
didn't get it,
should have been.
Unfortunately, because they both were just fucking solid in that movie.
Yeah. Ghost Rider, not his best.
No.
He did Season of the Witch, which starred Christopher Lee from the original Wicker
right.
Man. He's a Coppola. We have to remember this.
Yes, he originally was Nick Coppola, and then he
was
dropped
in
the Coppola.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yep. Which we might do someday. You never know.
I think it could definitely
could
happen.
Be in the cards.
So the bodies weren't found in the car. Odd. You think there'd be some teeth or something?
Yeah, it's really odd since he was looking at the little girl as the car exploded.
Right.
You would think they would be found.
And now he's got parchment with a wax seal.
This is kind of a believable home. Now, I buy this on a cop's salary.
This is like how the original started, I think, but it was all deleted.
Yeah.
Because that movie got chopped to shit by the studio. But the cop did actually get a letter.
Right.
Oh, I see Rowan.
Which he mentions the letter when he gets to
yeah,
the
and that's how we find out about it. It's like it kind of already starts when the original happens, and it's not Summer Isle; it's Summer's Isle.
Yeah,
and it's in the Puget Sound, not Ireland.
Right.
Is the innkeeper's daughter in this one?
I hope so.
It's PG-13. I'm going to guess not.
We don't get the naked dancing scene. Son of a bitch.
B products. I fear she is in danger. So now Burt's Bees.
I pray that you'll forgive me. Yours fondly, Willow Woodward.
That's a lot of W's.
It is. Elmer Fudd would have a hard time with that one.
Hello? Edward Woodward. That was the guy who played.
And the I believe you see a missing poster at some point with his photo on it as a little nod to the original. Uh-huh. I think it's coming up here, actually, off to the side. To the right. Yep, there it was.
Because I saw this one first, and then I was like, well, that was a thing. And then we watched the original, and I watched the original like two or three times. So I'm a lot more familiar with it. So this is my first time watching the remake since becoming familiar with the source material.
Okay.
So this is going to be an interesting watch for me.
Wow.
Owen Wilson's in this movie.
What's he doing here? Owen Wilson and Nicolas Cage in the same movie would make me very happy.
That'd be something. I could eat a peach for hours. Wow. That's a long time. You think your jaw would get tired. Wow. I'm just very fond of peaches.
Sounds like she got kind of close with someone else, too. She's got the nerve to contact you now? Shit.
I know. It's expecting of a cop, I guess.
I thought they're police officers. Isn't cop kind of like a derogatory?
Yeah, not a... It's like a prostitute calling herself a whore.
I mean, you're going to blow this off.
Well,
I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, yeah.
The dick fits.
I'm pissed off at her.
Come on. You haven't seen this girl in like...
Howard the Duck, it didn't.
The boot fits.
That's what I was curious about. We didn't even get into that in Howard the Duck, but like...
He had a tiny condom in his wallet.
She's not going to be satisfied with that.
I wouldn't think.
Beverly needs... I mean, come on. More than that.
I could see the bill being useful for oral. Maybe that's more her thing.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But yeah, there's going to have to be toys involved.
That computer should not be aiming that gun at that cop. It should know better.
Like the Amish or something.
Oh, man, fucking Amish people.
Give her a call.
They're not listening. We can say whatever we want.
They can say anything derogatory about the Amish.
Unless you are celebrating Rammspringa, in which case, thank you for... letting us be a part of your getting loose and wild in society.
Those few weeks that you got to yourself.
There are so many better things you could be doing right now, like fornicating and getting drunk and not watching Nicolas Cage remakes. Just saying. But
if you're going to take the opportunity to watch some movies, don't make it The Wicker Man.
I got to put on my cool water before I get to Summer's Isle. So that's his daughter? Is that what we're supposed to believe? Or is this the missing kid?
We don't know that yet. That's just the missing kid.
Oh, shit.
Kid.
Sorry. Spoiler alert.
Jesus.
We've seen the original. It's not a spoiler for me.
In the original, though, I don't think he was related to anyone. They were just looking for a virgin.
Yeah.
They were just looking for a dope. A fool. Oh, no.
Why is there a train on the outside of that ferry?
I don't know. That's
Buddy Cole.
Seems very inefficient.
That's a very generic grande latte. Hey, look at the water.
Yeah.
I could drink water for hours.
Pete, it's me. Hey, I'm glad I got some.
I like to be hydrated.
You'll probably laugh at me, but... Hello?
One of my favorite Nicolas Cage movies.
He thinks he lost reception. They just realized it was Nicolas Cage. Yeah.
Frogs are chirping? I didn't know frogs chirped. The original starts with him on the plane.
There. Yeah.
Ahoy there.
Yeah, that's... If you want
I did
to get
not
killed,
hit her. I did not.
Hello. Right.
But Weatherman is one of my favorite Nicolas Cage movies.
I still haven't seen it.
That is a dark comedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, his daughter's nickname is Camel Toe in the movie.
What would I have to do to catch a ride with you?
It's a pretty funny one.
You don't want to know, Nick.
Folks, they're very particular.
All right, well, then just drop me down on the beach or whatever they have out there, and I'll walk into town.
The answer still no.
Come on, it's just a few miles. I could practically swim that.
I'll blow you. I can eat a peach for hours.
Why? What's the big deal?
Because it's private. He's off limits, and we respect that. We're all private people around here.
Yeah, but you're so warm.
We're down with OPP. Really other people's privates.
All right, I'm just kidding. Okay, look, how about you take all of us there?
What do you mean all?
Well, me, Mr. Grant here, and his twin brother Ulysses.
They're the same
person.
They
look nothing alike.
That's all it took was $100. Ulysses S. Bates.
U.S. Bates.
U.S. Bates. United States Bates.
See, the music here is much more ominous than...
Yeah, the music in the original, although I do enjoy that Maypole song and the innkeeper's daughter's song.
Her song is beautiful.
Some of the music is a little...
Yeah, everybody's getting high on this island. Oh, that's fog.
Yeah. All right, so now we're at the beginning of the original movie.
I hate snakes, Jack. I hate them. What was the plane? What was the pilot's name in the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Oh, Jesus, I don't remember.
The snake was Reggie. I remember that.
Oh, no.
That's just my pet snake, Reggie.
And, this is a long walk into town before he just, like, arrived and he... Like, bring me your dinghy.
Yeah, and then it was just, you know, the opening of Popeye.
Right.
All the sailors came out to greet him.
Soft groan. Panting. This is all the stuff you don't get when you just listen to it. I would have just been like, oh, he's out of breath.
Yeah.
It was a soft moan. All right, let's see what these Amish are all about.
All right, so we got the townspeople slowly addressing... walking up to Nicolas Cage here.
Oh, hey.
Approaching.
Sorry, snuck up on me there.
I mean, she really didn't. You were looking right her direction literally 3 seconds ago. Yeah.
Did you just kill something?
Right,
afraid not. This is private property. You can't land here without permission.
Listen, I completely understand.
Yeah, but I'm a cop. And I'm white.
I'm kinda... a cop.
See?
Exactly. A police officer. I do what I can.
Did he dye his hair before he came to the island? Because it was not that dark 5 minutes ago.
Complaint, you say?
It's witchcraft.
Ma'am, about a missing child.
Well, now, that's always trouble.
Yep, for everybody.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double.
Here's a great line.
We're the Bloodhound Gang.
About anyone landing here. How did you land here, by the way? Is it the harbor pilot?
He just...
Well...
Oh.
He'll need a good talking, too.
What's in the bag? A shark or something?
Why a shark?
Well, I don't know. Why a duck?
Do you know her?
Yeah, I like the little knowing glances that these women give each other. A little, no, like, tee-hee, wouldn't he like to know?
It helps to actually glance at the photo.
That's at least humorous.
Her mother's name is Willow.
See, he makes this character far less sympathetic. Like, I don't mind what happens to this character
right
at the end of the movie when he's just kind of being a complete douchebag the second he lands on the island.
I just can't wait till he yells, Jesus Christ! At the end.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
The bag is dripping.
Thanks. Let's shake it.
Go on. Take a peek.
Oh, take a peek in our bag, in our satchel.
Whatever could be in the bag. What's in the bag?
I really hope it's
what's
a
in the
peach.
Bag?
Oh, they got jokes.
It's a bag of laughter.
He didn't even see what was in it.
Yeah, what? So he just... Alright, he's a shitty cop. He deserves whatever ill fate
That's
awaits
not
him.
Her daughter, though.
In the bag? So, there is a big difference on the townspeople in this version.
Yeah.
It's run by women.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the original, that wasn't necessarily the case.
Are you the barmaid here, or whatever you call it?
I'm Sister Beach, yes.
Biatch.
And you're that officer from California?
California.
That's right. Name's Malus. Edward Malus.
Male
phallus.
Like phallus.
Nice.
Malus.
Swing what? Is that some kind of city talk?
Manage. That's what he means. Can we manage to put him up?
Well, since he didn't take the hint and leave...
He's like, oh,
we'll
are you going to seduce me in my room later while singing to me?
Let's hope. That would be the highlight of this movie as well.
I don't like the way you're looking at me, daughter, sir.
An officer from the mainland. And this is...
Well,
oh.
Of course.
Bearded Owl has done it again.
Done it again.
This is delicious.
Yeah, we still had to finish our prairie ritual. An empty room. And, you know, ritual, we could have used that for this one, too.
That's true, so...
It kind of tied in that we still had some in our glasses.
As long as I'm not intruding.
She kind of had those Angelina Jolie lips going. Gone in 60 Seconds, another Nicolas Cage movie. One of the pleasures of our island.
A brew of honey.
Here we go. Perfect.
All right. We'll drink to that.
Honey, herbs, and whatnot. That's what we're drinking.
That's in this beer.
And apricots.
Yeah. And peaches. You could drink a peach for hours.
Man, I fucking love stone fruit. That's a fun glass.
It is.
The bottom of it was clear. But it looks like an old, like,
old beer stein.
Tankard type of thing.
I think you all know that I'm here on business. This is official police business, and I want to...
I like that this bar is full of ladies drinking ale.
Yeah.
Official...
Not, and I'm not saying that like, oh, there's a lot of pieces of ass in this bar.
No,
it's all ages. Well, I'm guessing they're of age. There is not a man to be seen in this place. All these ladies are just chilling out drinking.
A bunch of badass women just hanging out, drinking, playing chess, checkers, whatever it is back there.
Oh, it's a bee.
Oh, bees.
Oh, we shouldn't have done that. Fuck me.
Now, why would you go and do a thing like that?
Sorry, I'm allergic.
Oh, you shouldn't have told him that.
Yeah, he's, I mean, in that sense, this is very similar to the original, where he's just acting like kind of a straight-up ass the second he gets there. He's even more of an ass in this one than Ed Woodward was.
Which makes sense, because people are bigger assholes now than they used to be in the 70s.
True. And it's, you know, just outside of California.
And it's America, yeah. The biggest assholes of them all.
Mm-hmm. Asshole capital
Americans.
Of the world.
Yeah.
We must try to speak later in private. There's a place out beyond the point.
Oh.
Meet me there in an hour.
He heard private and meet me there in an hour, and he was like, I can eat a peach for hours.
My God. To see your face again.
Oh. Hello.
He did a little Don Knotts adjusting of his outfit there.
You know, traditionally, the guy gets his ring back when the fiancé runs away.
Oh, that's great exposition.
I'm still wearing.
Aw.
Sort of.
I just wanted to be in a cult. Then live with your crazy ass.
I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't come.
How could I not?
Well, she wouldn't have had a daughter. Hey-o!
A mad woman or something raving about my lost daughter. They all do.
Look, I'm barely adjusted to the fact that you have a daughter, okay? So, let's go slow here.
I'm not into moms. Sorry. Too much baggage.
He likes MILFs. Moms he'd like to forget.
That's the only way to start this. What in the hell happened to you?
Okay.
Right.
Look,
you know, if you're going to make a dark comedy like he claims this was,
right.
You'd think they would have had, like, Seth Rogen in the role. Like, John C. Reilly, I could see.
Oh, man, Dr. Steve
Dark
Brule.
Comedy. But I don't think... Comedy? Nicolas Cage. Except for Raising Arizona. But that's the Coen brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Was it some other guy?
Off.
Or, I mean, obviously, you met someone, but...
Look, I was scared, and... I don't know.
Who is in charge of the pictures they use on IMDb? Is it the actors themselves?
I assume it's probably like their agent or their.
Because that's a horrible picture for Nicolas Cage for his profile.
That looks like behind the scenes of Leaving Las Vegas.
Right. And that's
research.
And that's what they're going with.
But who knows? That he's so eccentric, he might be like, throw up the worst picture you can find.
Yeah.
Anyway. My daughter is what matters to me now.
I'm trying to see what he's done recently. I know he did a voice in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Which I haven't seen yet.
I have not yet either.
I've heard great things.
And a voice.
My niece thinks it's wonderful.
Teen Titans Go to the Movies. I saw that one.
Just get her dad to
but he made a movie called Mandy that I heard is batshit insane.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
Yeah, I do too.
That could be one of our movies coming up. Yeah, he's a huge comic book fan. He loves the comics, as he famously,
he married
notoriously
Lisa Marie Presley
at one point. Yeah,
and she had him sell his collection. I think is
named
the story.
His son Kal-El. There you go.
He wanted to play Superman in the Tim Burton, Kevin Smith.
Almost got off the ground. That one wasn't the Kevin Smith written script.
Oh, that wasn't?
Yeah, that was Kevin Smith wrote it, and then that one didn't pan through.
Gotcha.
Because that would have been kind of
crazy. I have the script.
It's a great script.
And
it was, Kevin Smith's script was great.
If you take a copy of that script to Kevin Smith, he will sign it, fuck Tim Burton, Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. So,
because Tim Burton kept that movie from being made to try to make his movie, and then that didn't get off the ground either.
Oh, the lady on the right must be blind, I'm guessing. They're twins.
It is indeed. Welcome all.
Oh, he's going to witness some kind of ritual here.
I'm afraid not. Enjoy the night. Sure,
what does it say about me that I would love this island? I feel like I would do fine on this island.
And rebirth.
I don't know.
I don't like killing bees.
I like Wicker Man's return. I like the wood, the structures.
I've heard that about you.
I'm okay with Lily Sobieski walking around with a thing full of apples.
Yeah,
I love apples. I eat one every day. And I'd just
be
like
an apple for hours.
Actually, it only takes me about 10 minutes. And then, like, that apple is gone.
It is satisfied.
Yeah. And then I throw it out my window for, you know, woodland creatures to finish eating. And also in hopes that an orchard will grow someday along my path to work.
So
that
you can be knee deep in apples.
Yeah. All the apples I can eat. So now we're having another acid flashback.
I feel like he's walking toward that girl like he's going to throw her over the ledge. Man, remember the horse jumping off in The Ring? It's one of the most terrifying parts of that movie.
I remember The Ring creeping me out. Like, that legit... That Blair Witch in The Ring legit creeped me out.
Yeah.
And I saw it with my cousin Paul opening night. And we lived close to each other. In apartments, like he was literally the building behind mine, and we both had the same idea. I just beat him home because I called as soon as I got home. This is still in the days of like landlines. So I was like, said, 7 days,
yep.
And he was like, "You asshole! I was going to do the same thing to you." And that's why we were best friends.
The day after I saw The Ring at the theater, typically, you know, you turn on the TV, it's already set to cable and ready to watch TV. Turn on the TV and hadn't set it to cable, so turn on the TV and it's just snow.
Yeah.
And I just for a moment was like, oh man, that movie stayed with me.
Something legitimately creepy happened when him and I were on the phone one time in those same apartments. We were talking and we got some sort of interference and a crying girl's voice came onto the phone and was like, crying and like saying stuff, and I can't remember exactly what it was, and I'm like, are you hearing this?
That's weird, that's truly creepy.
It's in the days of cordless phones, so it was probably picking up a signal, but the fact that like it was a young woman's voice and she was crying.
Yeah,
like if it had been somebody like, oh, and then Jeff said the blah 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 blah, like that, okay, that's weird, we got interference, but like, was that a ghost contacting us? Like, what is going on?
That is
creepy.
It
just disappeared. Yeah, it was super strange.
I could see a horror film, that being the like inciting incident that gets things going in the movie.
Yeah.
That's where the
I moved out
begins.
Without incident. There were no axe killings or anything that happened.
1 week later, somebody got killed, but you made it out just in time.
Animals are bellowing and squawking, just so you know.
Poor animals.
At home. And a cow goes moo.
And we just saw some more flashbacks. So, once again, just like last movie.
This beer is delicious.
10, 15 minutes in, the movie is already flashing back to itself. You know you're in for a bad film.
Yeah. Isn't he supposed to be getting seduced right now in the bedroom?
Isn't this the set of Smallville? This is the Kent's barn.
Yeah, where is Ma Kent?
If Annette O'Toole showed up, that would make this movie better.
I'm down with O'Toole, and I'm down with Diane Lane.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Clark's moms.
Peter Parker's mom's grandma, Aunt May. She looked like a grandma at first, but then, like, now she's Marissa Tomei.
I got a thing for Camille's.
Yeah.
Clark's mom's. I'd like to...
That's how you know you're getting older, when it's like you're attracted to the parents of superheroes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm at that point now.
I remember when I was, like, 21, and my oldest brother at the time... He still is my oldest brother.
Weird how that works.
He could tell that he was getting older because he started seeing GILFs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? He was like, grandma's.
Yeah. I mean, I've said it for over a decade now. Emmylou Harris pulls off silver hair beautifully. She's got the voice of an angel, and she's still got it in her 70s, I think, at this point.
Any young guys who are listening right now are like, these two old fucks.
Google,
that's not going to happen to me.
Google Emmylou Harris. You'll see what I'm talking about.
And
I've had this conversation with friends. I've got a friend that still loves Betty White. She's pushing triple digits, and he would still...
Is it a personality crush, or is it like
I think it's both. Yeah, he really loves him some Betty White.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That I haven't come across yet.
He won the contest because we were like, what's the oldest you would go for? And I was like, Emmylou Harris is still in my wheelhouse, and she's like 70s. But then he's like, Betty White. I'm like, dude, you win. Nobody's topping that.
I think, oh, he is. he gonna. All right, we missed something important because we were talking about things much more interesting than Nicolas Cage being afraid of a barn.
That's a pretty sunrise.
Yeah. Best shot of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Get some J.J. Abrams solar flares. Oh, they got honey in the bear. This is a place that I don't think would utilize the bear. That seems out of character.
They're totally out of character. They would not be into that commercialization.
Because they're like, the bee comes from honeys, not from a bear.
She has a broom because she's a witch. Oh, great.
She's a witch?
He's totally going to make a bong out of that.
Does she weigh the same as a duck?
There's only one way to find out.
Because ducks float. And so does wood.
It's a fair cop.
What happened to her? She's kind of disappeared, hasn't she?
That's a good question.
I'm going to look it up.
Our crop was cursed last year.
Because for a while, she had a pretty good run of movies where she was popping up quite a bit.
This might have done her in. I doubt it. I think she's still got to be working.
That, of course, she's playing Sister Honey, is her name. But yeah, I was trying to think of the last movie I remember her being in was 88 Minutes with like Pacino and De Niro. Yeah. That was over 12 years ago.
Shit.
That's the last thing I can remember seeing her in. She has not done much at all. Public Enemies is the last movie of note that Lily Sobieski was in. That was 2009.
Hmm.
So 10 years ago.
She might have had her run and she's happy. Maybe she's... a lot of actors decide after they've made some money,
Mr. Malis,
I'm just going to focus on family now.
Yeah.
Thanks. What are these? Festivals of some...
Are these peaches? Right. Could I eat these for hours?
Is it a shark or something?
Each autumn. And then
she's married to fashion designer Adam Kimmel in 2010.
That's why she's not working anymore.
And she has, they have two children together.
Yeah, found somebody who makes bank, and she was like, fuck this whole acting thing.
Right.
I'm not going to get any more negative criticism for being in the goddamn Wicker Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I look like a young Helen Hunt, but, you know, she's not acting much either. So now I can't play her in flashback scenes.
Plus, Kate Hudson's taken that role, so.
Chopping wood.
Chopping broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
Her form
that is not
totally
how
wrong.
You do that.
No.
She did no research for this role.
If you're going to get a woman that's supposed to look natural chopping wood, that is not how you do it. She's had a broken nose before, right?
She's kind of got the Owen Wilson nose.
A little bit.
Well, where's the other woman who works here?
The other woman? That's an island full of women. This cop is terrible.
Where's that?
Up the hill and through the woods.
To grandmother's house we go. All right, perfect. Look, oh, my goodness. That was delightful.
The day of tomorrow.
You mean...
I saw that movie, The Day After Tomorrow, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
That was terrible. That movie made no sense.
John Cusack was in that one, right?
That movie came out, it was...
Johnny Cuse.
When I worked at Blockbuster, when there was such a thing. And I loved There's telling
one left.
People...
One left.
It was a two-day rental when it first came out, so I love telling people, The Day After Tomorrow is due, The Day After Tomorrow.
Well played.
Can you leave?
Customers hated it.
Oh. Take me with you. It's like, well,
Caligon, take me away.
I already fucked one person on this island. Why not make it two, I guess? Yeah. You really need to chop wood better, though. I'm going to let you know. It's a bit of a turnoff. Resumes chopping wood. Still bad.
What's with the looking back? Oh, wow. She's terrible at this.
Like, she needs a wide stance and, you know, like swinging a baseball bat.
Put both arms into it.
Yeah. Like, if she was aggressively chopping wood and doing it well, be like, damn. All right. I like that. And instead, it's just like, put that down.
Yeah.
No.
Quit trying.
Go play with the beast. There's a lot of pregnant women.
Yeah.
You know what that means? They like to fuck. Isn't that
or they don't. That's, it could that's, mean that, too.
Jay and Silent Bob, they hang out at Planned Parenthood right. because they know that means they like to party. Oh, man.
Testing
center. Oh, here he goes. Great the school scene. Man represents in
his purest form. We got a William Blake poem in the background.
Where's the weird, ugly one that's supposed to be sitting all by herself?
Sorry, I thought of something funny.
How dare you stand there and frighten my children?
With your laughter and Mayless, receding hairline. California. Where's the maypole? We totally man. Missed the maypole song.
Yeah. I think we I see it in the background. Yeah, it was back there in the doorway.
They don't, no. I'm just up here to find a missing girl whom people are pretending doesn't exist. Quixotic.
From Don Quixote.
Pursuer of lofty but impractical ideals. Usually
Triptych, a local Look, I brewery from Champaign, has a beer Our that references tilting at windmills. Quixotic is one of
Girls, let me have your
one of my favorite words. I always love hearing it used.
I've never understood the pronunciation of quixotic since it's pronounced girl. Quixote.
Mm-hmm.
It should be Quixotic.
I agree. Snoop Dogg is dog.
Could you pass that around?
What's my motherfucking name? He went for the edited version. Oh, he shouldn't have done that.
Like how last movie we referenced Cop Killer. Now.
Right? Body count. I saw Snoop in concert.
That is her name, Rowan Woodward.
He was 40 Maybe minutes late to his own set.
The photograph.
And then, the best part, he was running behind, probably because he was... smoking 420 and all. It wasn't 420 then, it's 420 now. He's performing his set. Modest Mouse is getting ready to close out the festival on the stage next to him. They flash the lights. Snoop Dogg acknowledges this. It's like, they're trying to cut me off, telling me I'm done. I'm motherfucking Snoop Dogg. They ain't cutting me off. They cut him off.
Aww.
And the crowd erupts at the other stage because then Modest Mouse just starts playing. It was so funny. He's like, they ain't going to cut me off. I'm Snoop Dogg.
Black Bang.
No, do not have.
It's like, sorry, Snoop. You showed up late to your own set. That's what happens.
And I'm guessing in his head, he was like, this is motherfucking. I'm going to get high.
Yeah. However,
he went from pissed to don't give a shit.
Bootsy Collins did it right. When I saw Bootsy play, Bootsy had his band come out and they played for a while. Then Bootsy finally comes on stage after they've already played two songs without him. Hey, baby, it's Bootsy. And then he does a couple songs, disappears again to go smoke more and change his costume, and then comes back. That's how you do it. The band kept playing without him. Snoop just had a guy playing turntables for 40 minutes, and the crowd got bored.
Yeah.
So they were ready for him to be kicked off.
Yeah, they don't really
Bootsy
care.
Did right. It's like, no, I need to get lifted.
When you're playing a festival, you have your really band come don't out. Have, with other huge names, you have no clout to say, you can't cut me off. I'm suchity such because
yeah, that was, it was
just
pretty
as big
funny.
A name at the next stage.
But I can say I saw Snoop. I got to see NWA, well, 3/5 of NWA, and you can only see 4/5 technically now, but Dr. Dre was not there.
I want to see Nicolas Cage in a remake of The Crow. You don't
understand. That's exactly right. I do not.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Because it's going to be better than any of the sequels. Existed, we
would know of her. If she existed. If.
But you cannot come barging
into our... I just saw that
she
existed with my own two eyes.
I like this school teacher.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Molly Parker.
I know her from...
Deadwood.
Okay, that's what I know her
from. She was on Deadwood.
We all are.
Wait. When you say that she's grieving, you mean that Rowan is...
I mean, you may like her because she
dead?
Somewhat resembles somebody
she's
that...
She's dead or she isn't.
We never use
you have somewhat. She kind of looks like somebody I might have a little bit of a thing for.
But after the human life is over, the soul lives on. In the air, in the trees, in animals, in fire.
All right, just, come on.
Shut up. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Let the man talk. Like, that's essentially what the vibe I'm getting here.
Mr. Malis, it was an accident. Leave things alone, please.
Yep, there's the maypole.
True. Where's her body?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly where you would
peek in colors.
To be in the earth.
In a churchyard.
No, there's no churches.
Man, I wonder, by the time this airs, I wonder what the development's going to be in this peek in teacher scandal.
Oh, he's probably out of a job.
Sister Rose.
I hope so.
School's almost over anyway.
How'd she die?
As is his career. Oh, and here's the funny thing. His wife is a school teacher at Farmington High School.
Who
and
also she has a reputation.
Yeah, so she's about to get fired by association.
That's fun.
The writer-director of this film is Neil
LeBue. Patrick Harris.
I wish. It would have been such a better movie.
It'd be legend.
There'd be more musical numbers like in the original. I believe his name is pronounced Neil LeBue. But it's like spelled like Neil the Butt.
La Butt.
So
the Butt.
The Butt.
Neil the Butt.
Neil the Butt.
Wrote oh, hey, there's male children.
Is there some church near here?
Yeah. Down the hill.
I want to go find some church. Anybody know where some church is?
Yeah.
Miss Rose, Sister Rose.
That's my twin.
No, you didn't.
This is
could
a head
have sworn
fuck.
I did.
Yeah, I was like, she looks familiar. Where's the breastfeeding woman?
How? Yeah.
Odd.
Hanging
odd
out by
thing,
the apple
just,
field.
You know, by a church.
Yep. Here we go. Wonder if he'll find a crucifix just hanging out in the cemetery.
Oh, you know, tis the season.
More like tits the season.
Oh!
I've been drinking. Overgrown cemeteries are beautiful and very strange at the same time.
Also, fantastic metal band name.
Yeah.
Overgrown Cemeteries.
Yeah. I know what we're starting.
You're welcome, whoever uses that one.
That's no, it's us. You play an instrument, right?
The flugelhorn.
Right. That works.
You ever heard one of those in a metal band?
That's why it's going
to
work.
You're about to.
We're going to be the first.
Who's that?
I'm looking up to see if it's already a band. It does not appear so.
Whoever's doing this, trying to make...
Willow's back. Without shoes. Seems fitting.
It's not much now, but it used to be lovely.
You should see it in the springtime.
That's what they say anyway. Was built before my ancestors came here. That's the crypt.
Don't open that.
Flooded.
It's a new lock.
Seems suspect. It's a cage.
Rowan is alive.
That's not what folks have been telling me. I've heard that she doesn't exist.
You made up a kid.
Buried out in that graveyard. Even that she's... She burnt to death.
The liars, they can't accept her, or won't. They seem to blame her for all...
There was a bad harvest. Of honey. Not apples.
Edward, I think they're going to hurt her. Or even...
Why would they? I'm trying to understand. I am. But why?
I ran off once, tried to get away. They think I'm too proud or that I... Sister Samrazal has never been very fond of my wild ways.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember your wild ways. That's when we met. Those wild ways.
What a miss.
Who is she? You didn't miss much.
She's everything.
I've been letting them do the talking.
You see, all of it really is her. The rest of us, we live in her shadow. Me especially.
I think catching up with an ex in a cemetery is a nightmare. That sounds like a terrible thing to go through.
Yeah.
I haven't, Edward. I promise I haven't. She's... I can't let them do this to me.
Do what, Willa? What is it you're not telling me?
Forgive me.
Father, for they know not what they do.
Forgive you for... I'm lost.
Yeah, so are we.
Don't worry, it's... You know?
No.
No, I don't know.
Nicolas Cage is a very lucky human being. The guy will always have a job. Anybody will, like, he gets hired for movies all the time. Whether it's like a C flick, an A list, like, blockbuster movie.
I would love to spend a day with him. I think it would be a blast. And I could totally see having some beers and just talking and being an interesting conversation and everything. But yeah, he's not a fantastic actor, but he has made a career and a living of it.
At the same time, he is. Like, when he really chooses the good role,
I want a Nicolas Cage type. Yeah.
He's fantastic. At the same time, he does this. I read an interview with him.
Paycheck's a paycheck sometimes.
By Hadley Freeman, or maybe it's pronounced Hadley. Sorry.
Hedley?
Hedley Lamarr.
Yeah.
She writes for The Guardian, and she's their entertainment columnist.
Guardian is a UK newspaper.
Yes, and her writing style is fantastic. And she interviewed him, and in the article, she wrote that he's just an exceptionally wonderful personality to be around. She said he was super kind, total gentleman, and very candid with everything. And she just said he seems like one of the greatest people ever. And she even said in the article, same thing that we're saying, like, he just chooses weird roles.
He marches to the beat of his own drummer, for sure. And there's two type of actors. You have your Daniel Day-Lewis's, who will only do one movie every 5 or 6 years.
And really takes it so seriously.
And, like, do all the method research, and they do amazing, and they win the awards.
For The Crucible.
Yeah, and then you have your Nicolas Cages, who apparently love working.
Yeah.
And they
just
aren't
want to experiment and try new things.
As selective, and they're like, this is a weird movie, but I can have fun with this.
Yeah.
Like, I can do something with this. And from a critical standpoint, yeah, maybe it's a bit of a disservice to their legacy or their career, but there's something to be said for that.
And it was an experience.
Yeah.
And that's all he's looking for, apparently, is an experience that was fun for him.
Honestly, I would be more of a Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
I have that kind of a work ethic. Like, I do something and it's like, okay, now this adventure is done. Let's do another.
Yeah.
Like, let's bring it on. What can I do now? And this will be the next 3 to 4 months of my life.
I would be a Daniel Day-Lewis who wants to be a Nicolas Cage.
Gotcha.
Who's taking everything way too seriously, then a retrospect being like, I should have just had fun with it.
Yeah.
And, like, neurotic the entire time. I don't know how anybody's ever dated me. It must be fucking hell.
Plane, I need its radio.
I'm going to go steal that plane.
Don't call me dispatch radio.
And speaking of comedies and people that enjoy working, and bombs from last week, the Holmes and Watson movie.
Yeah, I I probably wouldn't even bother seeing
I
it.
I like Will Ferrell and things. John C. Reilly. I love them. But even I, seeing those previews, I was like, I don't want to see this. This does not look funny at all. And that is what I've heard.
I thought maybe it would be funny based on the previews. But yeah, I've heard that
it's on DVD now.
Terrible.
And
so there's
like,
kind of no point in watching it, unfortunately.
People are saying it has zero laughs. And it's just like, I don't know what they were going for there. But
though I do want to see the Laurel and Hardy, the Stan and Ollie. That looks fantastic.
Yeah, I saw that on the shelf at Family Video.
What I read, the review that I read said that it was kind of a typical format as far as
just John C. Reilly's in that.
Right? John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan.
Yeah.
And I mean, excellent casting.
And that is not the first time they've tried to reboot the Laurel and Hardy franchise. The first time was Buster John Cherry, the creator of Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
With Gaylord Sartain and Bronson Pinchot, and they made a Laurel and Hardy movie. We're probably going to watch it on the Ernest podcast at some point, because John Cherry made a couple movies during the Ernest years that weren't Ernest-centric, and it was that one, and also one starring Tim Curry called Pirates of the Prairie, where Tim Curry plays a pirate.
I've seen clips of that.
But yeah, like the Laurel and Hardy thing, they did it a few years ago with one of the Ernest players and then Balky from Perfect Strangers. Oh, so, Nicholas is, oh, it's all a dream.
It was a dream.
Oh, but is it?
Whoa!
God damn it!
Exactly.
That is his reaction to the negative reviews after the movie came out.
He's hallucinating about his hallucinations.
A dream within a dream, and none of them were interesting.
Like
my dream job would be to do a biopic on the Marx Brothers. That seriously okay. is what I want out of life. I want to.
Who write. Would you cast? Because if it's your dream job, I'm sure you already have.
I had some ideas way back. It's been my dream job.
Nicolas Cage is stripping while each other. We're talking. So
I missed it.
Yeah, it's all right.
In high school, the only and this is weird. The only real casting I had was Bob Saget as either Harpo or Groucho.
Okay,
but that was 25 years ago.
So you wouldn't still go with that choice?
Yeah, I mean, unless you had different actors playing the different ages of the Marx Brothers throughout, but I would go with one actor who could play, you know, well, five actors who could play multiple ages. But today, I don't know. I would have to like do a real casting call.
The plane communications have been gutted. They were tampered with. Sabotaged.
Listen, all y'all.
I was listening to Check Your Head in my car yesterday. Love me some Beastie Boys. So they got the pharmacy. Cover. They got the cover of a Dr. Feelgood above their door. Big Motley Crue fans.
Oh, it's Dr. T.H. Moss, not Dr. Feelgood.
The Moss. Dr. Thmoss.
Dr. Thmoss.
Thmoss.
Dr. Thmoss.
And this is Francis Conroy, who you know as the older version of the sexy maid in American Horror Story. And also Mrs. Fisher from 6 Feet Under. And tying it back around, Neil Patrick Harris's mom on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
She plays Mrs. Stinson.
Yeah. You take the Harvest Festival photographs.
All roads lead to NPH.
Up at the tavern?
Yes, it's a rather humdrum affair.
Humdrum, that's a word that's underutilized these days.
I'm going to start bringing that back.
Yeah, bring back humdrum. Hashtag humdrum.
And
come on, Twitter.
Bees knees has made a comeback.
Do bees have knees?
No.
Six of them?
Yeah.
What a pity.
At least six of them. They got 12 of them.
Do you have a copy?
No, they don't. Never mind.
Negative, of course. And I could have
my math is off when I drink. My math is off when I'm sober. So when I'm drunk, it's really difficult. Once again, not in an AP class.
Rituals of the Ancients. Now, is she supposed to be the Christopher Lee character? No, that's Ellen Burstyn.
Yeah, she's the...
Who is she? Dr. Thmoth.
Dr. Thmoth is...
I don't remember her.
Wasn't there a character that had... The woman whose daughter was drawing weird rabbits and shit.
Is this like The Village?
Oh, I got Handmaid's Tale going on over here.
I still haven't watched that yet.
I'm
starring Elizabeth Thmoth.
Elizabeth Thmoth. That was really fun to say. Try it at home, folks. Elizabeth Moth.
Oh, man.
Oh, they always make this look so easy in movies. He's picking
That's a
lock.
Weird door knocker, right?
I like how the crow is stalking him. And yes, that was a weird door knocker.
It was a hand, a lady's hand.
It's like
that you slam against a door.
Was that a reference to the weird hand that was just on fire at the end of the first one? I'm guessing it was a weird little insider
could
reference.
Be.
And then
killed in a blood ritual by the presiding
priesthood. In turn, this gesture was thought to give his lips are aren't moving now. Yeah.
Oh.
In Europe and the Americas, on the other hand, the offering was often burnt.
A burnt offering.
Man, I wish I was burnt.
Oh, there's a fetus.
Great band.
Dying fetus. Dead fetus.
Oh, I missed the, when you did the research. Is Overgrown Cemetery?
It is not a band. Trademarked.
It is. It will be soon.
God. Umbilical cords.
I could eat an umbilical cord for hours. All right, I'm going to retire that. That's your joke. I'm going to quit saying that.
Yeah, you made it weird.
That's a thing, eating placenta, and, you know, it's supposed to be nourishing for,
yeah.
People.
Yeah, I'm good. My daughter's doctor never once offered me a bite of umbilical cord or placenta, and I'm okay with that.
He's not modern enough.
Oh, here's all the photos.
I feel like this scene was just shot in an antique store.
I do remember this from the original.
Worst harvest on record.
Yep, it's her fault.
That scene reminded me of The Naked Gun. When he's when he breaks into Ricardo Montalban's place and finds the bingo. Bingo.
I could see Nicolas Cage being a new Frank Drebin.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a picture.
If it was just totally dry comedy, I could see that.
Why don't you tell me Rome was a part of all this? Huh? The rituals.
I don't know.
Well, and the green slime descends upon her.
I can use a little help.
Everyone, why are you yelling at me?
Our daughter's
Hey, Lily.
Oh, so why don't you tell me about this?
It's just... It's a ceremony that we have.
Half of her dialogue is stammering. Yeah, have you noticed
that? She can't remember the lines.
You must know something. You mentioned the ceremony. Define it.
All right, this is Kate Behan, and I'm not familiar with a lot of her work.
Flight Plan, I see.
That's all it is, a story.
Matrix Revolutions.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about... I tried to forget those ones. I like the original.
I like the sequels.
Really?
I'm one of the few. I know that it's not a popular opinion, which might make me an idiot. I don't think it does. I think that... Did you see them more than once, or was it like a one-time
I saw them in the theater. I owned them on DVD. I think I rewatched the second and third one more time, and much like the Star Wars prequels, they just weren't for me.
I'm definitely with you on the prequels.
Yeah.
I liked Reloaded and Revolutions upon... I think it's
She's
the
got
third
the same
viewings.
Lily Zobieski nose.
Yeah, that's why I was confused for 1 second.
Huh.
She also looks like my 8th grade English teacher.
You had an enjoyable 8th grade then.
It was not a bad class.
Yeah, I didn't have any attractive teachers until I got to college.
Mm.
And at that point, it's like I could legally consummate a relationship. So that took all the fun out of it.
Most college teachers, that's part of the reason they take the job.
Right.
Even the women. There was...
I'm really creeped out about these... like faceless masks. They look like Jawas.
Yeah, or I was going to say Imperial Houdini! Guard. We both went to Star Wars. We see people with... All right, what do you think about the Episode 9 trailer?
I liked it.
I'm excited.
I mean, as we just discussed, not a fan of the prequels.
Right, of course.
But Force Awakens reinvigorated my love for Star Wars. And I know a lot of people shit on Force Awakens because, like, yeah, it's
a
new hope.
Episode 4 all over again.
Just reboot. And I'm like, yeah, but honestly, I think that's what I needed to see.
The first time I saw Force Awakens, I was like, okay, I'm enjoying this, but I'm not thrilled. It took, much like the Matrix sequels, I think the third time I watched Force Awakens, I was like, okay, I actually really, really like this movie.
Yeah.
And now, here's the real tough question. Last Jedi.
I saw it opening night, didn't care for it nearly as much. Saw it a second time in the theater, liked it better then.
I liked it immediately upon the first time I watched it. Yeah, but I'm glad that you feel that way, yeah. Because a lot of people obviously curse that movie. They think it's worse than the prequels, which I will never understand. No. Anybody who thinks that The Last Jedi is that low on the totem pole, I will never be able to really, truly connect with. But yeah, Rise of Skywalker looks like...
I'm stoked.
That should be like the most appeasing film of all the Star Wars reboot.
Oh no, there's bees buzzing, and he's allergic.
Got a drink to that.
Run away. Run away.
Run away.
Oh, he's running into the bees.
That's a bad idea when you're allergic.
Yeah, he should have just about faced and... You know,
I ran into a bee farm once, not realizing
the trails look like a honeycomb.
Right.
I just wanted to mention that. That's a nice little touch there.
It reminds me of the first episode of the Star Trek animated series.
There was a Star Trek animated series?
There was a Star Trek animated series.
See, I did not know that.
From 73 to 74.
Oh, get that EpiPen.
Adrenaline!
And when he jams it into his leg, Metallica... gets queued up. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Slow heavy metal music.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, we know. We've seen the flashback. In fact, we saw it the first time before it was a fucking flashback. In a way, nice catch.
I committed a party foul. My knee biffed the table here.
Oh, not the knees.
It was the bee's knees. I feel bad that I spilled a little bit of my beer.
Well, at least it wasn't my beer.
I'll clean it up.
Kind of scared, didn't you? Sleeping for several hours.
No, it's Back to the Future now.
Where am I?
This is the home of Sister Summer's Isle. Ivy.
His name is Ivy? Interesting.
Did you use my kit?
You have a talking car? Cool.
Nothing like that. When they brought me to you, you were near death, clearly. So I treated the danger in the old way.
Reminds me of one of my favorite jokes.
You are alive.
Meh.
That's what's important.
Line.
I'm here to see Sister Summer's Isle.
Yes, she's out front now.
Francis Conroy has made a career out of just saying things in a really creepy way. She's sort of a less funny Carol Kane. Nicolas Cage is wearing overgrown boxer shorts. It's like he dropped a load in his pants. All of those plants look like pot. That was just him walking out of a bar at 5 a.m.
They nearly had you.
Ed, hello.
Excuse me.
Did she just check out his package? She did. She just totally checked out Nicolas Cage's package.
Alan Burstyn knows what she likes, and just because she lives on an island of strong women doesn't mean she doesn't appreciate a phallic.
A malice.
A phallus.
A malice phallic.
Some of our keepers found you down near the stables.
Did you read after the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral, they were beekeeping on the roof. There were three hives. Roughly 180,000 bees were up there.
Really?
All of them survived. out of everything that happened on the roof of that structure, the three beehives completely survived and all the bees are fine.
That's interesting.
Apparently that's a thing in Paris. I don't know. Other
beekeeping?
Beekeeping on top of famous monuments. Or setting
buildings on fire.
That's a thing everywhere. Everybody does that these days. But no, just beekeeping on top of global landmarks because it's a guaranteed safe structure.
Huh.
So the beekeeper was interviewed and he was flat out like, yeah, I mean, of course this is a tragedy, but I'm thrilled all of the bees survived somehow.
Oh no!
He just killed another one.
Do you have a fear of bees? I know a lot of people.
I don't have a fear.
Like afraid of bees.
I've been stung by them. Wasps hurt more.
Yeah.
I got stung by a wasp before I was ever stung by a bee.
A white Anglo-Saxon Protestant?
Yes.
Can't say that. Drunk.
Yeah.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant?
Moth. And
Elizabeth Moth.
Yeah, I was playing on some playground equipment down at the grade school, and ironically enough, there were these like little animal things that you could rock back and forth on.
Right.
They had like the coil spring things.
Yeah.
The bee was the best one because it had the most give to it, so you could like really go back and forward on that. So I would always go on the bee one. Well, while doing that, apparently I aggravated a wasp at some point, and it stung me, and yeah, that hurt like a motherfucker. And those can keep stinging you.
Yeah,
bees, those bastards. Bees, it's a one-and-done thing. It's like...
They're martyrs.
Yeah, like, I'm killing myself to hurt you. And it's like, all right, well, when you put it into perspective, I'll deal with it. But, wasps are assholes because they can like just keep doing it, and yeah, that sucked. But I'll occasionally get stung. We had some bees. Shit, no, maybe those are wasps too. I don't know. In our shed in the backyard, I went to go mow the grass one time, and there was, I think it was a wasp's nest had started to form inside our shed, and I opened the door, and that was all it took to aggravate me. I got stung in the neck.
Shit.
And, like, on my jawline.
Maybe there were vampire bees.
I don't know, but it sucked, and I went and got spray, and I torched.
Raided the fuck out of
that nest. Yeah, I took them down, and this was within the past few years, because I was like, hey, I just got stung in the face a bunch of times. If I show up to work tomorrow and I look horrible, this is why. But luckily, they went away.
I was stung once. I don't know if it was a bee or if it was a wasp or what. I can't remember because I was like 9 at the time. But there was a kid. It was lunch at school. And the kid was allergic to bees. And there was a bee flying around. And kid was freaking out. And so I tried to be, you know...
You tried to
brave
be...
Brave and chivalrous. I tried to be...
Take the hit.
And the story's over. And so I swatted at it, and I got it. But its stinger was out, so I clapped my hand into its stinger. And it did. It hurt like shit. But I felt bad about it. I was like, this thing was just hanging out. This kid... freaked out for no reason. It wasn't even near him. And I killed a living thing, Dustin.
You know what? It was him or you.
You're right. Thank you for putting it into perspective.
You're welcome. Perhaps it is time for you to stop bullshitting me, okay? Especially when a little girl's life is at stake. My little girl. Oh, so he knows.
He knows now. All right. Okay. I have not been watching this movie at all for the last half an hour.
Who are the silent... people in the background here.
The creepy Shining twins back there?
Yeah, the ladies in waiting. So if you wackos practice
kidnapping and ritualized murder, it is my... I wish I was watching Animaniacs all of a sudden. Our stand on
murder. Murder is there's murder. Zany to the max. There's baloney and there's sex and stuff.
Yep, they're animani, totally zany.
Chicken chow mani.
My favorite was Citizen Kaney because it made no sense to most 8-year-olds.
Oh, they've been replaced by Bicycle Man. Hello, sir. Would you like a ride on my bicicleta?
His bicycle.
My parents had a bike like that. It's got the springs in the seat and everything.
Yeah.
That's old school. We didn't even live on a weird Amish bee commune island.
Wait, so those two were facing a different direction in the last shot. Did they just
follow him? Are they real?
I think so. Maybe I'm wrong.
They're on the cover of the movie, aren't they? Or is that the other little girl? Oh, I don't have the DVD.
This that's right. We're watching HBO.
We're
watching HB. Oh. you turned French for that laugh. We all talk like Maurice Chevalier.
Oh, we're going to practice some necromancy now. Is this a rabbit or is it a bunch of bees?
This looks like a remake of The Omen.
Because it was a rabbit.
Going to find a jackal.
Wasn't it? It was a big rabbit corpse.
Yeah, it was.
And then he threw it at the feet of Christopher Lee and his lady while they were singing a duet.
Yep.
And she was not fazed. And then they probably fornicated on that rabbit. This is just a weird burnt doll.
This just makes no sense.
Yeah. I just dug up a grave. There's a weird, tar baby doll in here.
It's like a one-eyed Willy steering wheel.
Oh, man, is Andy going to come out and play a bone piano?
I hope.
Yeah, I can play bone piano.
I had a thing for Andy. Not Andy. Surprise. Well, Andy
Martha Plimpton?
When I was a kid. When I got older, I had a thing for Martha Plimpton.
Okay. And
here's why.
All right.
Her audio commentary on The Goonies is hilarious. Mm. She is really funny.
She is. Have you ever watched Raising Hope?
I have not. No, but you I wanted to because of her.
You need to.
She's extremely
She
funny.
Got nominated for, an Emmy for Best Comedic Actress. And it was well-deserved. She is very funny. As Mrs. Chance on and Raising Hope.
Her audio commentary on The Goonies, she was just naturally, her personality, she was saying hilarious thing after hilarious thing.
Yeah, and I didn't... this
huge crush on Martha Plimpton.
I didn't find her attractive 20s. Until Raising Hope, too. Oh, yeah. And it was like, all right, Virginia Sense Chance is kind of...
goes a long way.
Kind of fine. But yeah, Cary Grant, not strong enough to make the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
But she was in Lucas and she was in Goonies, and I loved both of those movies. Saw Lucas in the theater. And Cary Grant, I think she even showed up on a Seinfeld episode as one of Jerry's many girlfriends at some point.
That seems familiar. I can't remember which episode it would have been, but now that you say that.
I don't know. She hasn't really done much acting in quite a while. Man, that shirt is dirty. Is he sweating that badly? Well, I guess now we won't know.
I think.
I don't know.
I've always had a hard time with adverbs.
Adverbs.
In that sense. Just in that grammatic structure.
But we know bad grammar when we hear it. Is that a bed frame underneath this water?
It looked like it.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ!
Literally. Oh, no, they're locking him in. Good. One of those Jawas just locked the door.
No, I'm not going to be able to see The Handmaid's Tale the same way now.
R2!
It's not going to have as dramatic effect. Cause
shut down the garbage compressors.
Reading / watching it, I'm just going to hear...
Rotini!
They're saying Rotini, right?
Yeah, the pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're huge pasta fans. The Jawas.
Now I get them.
They love scavenging goods and eating pasta.
They love spring-shaped pasta.
All about the carbs. Yep. Okay.
Oh, and you're fine, Nick.
It's a full moon.
This is the second time they've cut to a full moon.
Teen Wolf.
You know a movie's out of ideas when it just cuts to a full moon on this.
Oh, and flashing back to something for the sixth time.
Oh, God.
Oh, is there really a kid even in there? I guess so. Wait, what? That's not the girl.
Every time they say Rowan, I wish that were Rowan Atkinson. It would make this movie about 100 times better.
Bing.
Hello.
Yeah, I was a huge Mr. Bean fan.
He never
now we're flashing back
funny.
To the beginning of the movie.
Right. Oh, there's a bee on her.
Oh, it's going to crawl in her eye hole. I bet.
Is that what's going to happen? Or I like bet. Up her nose or something?
Oh, no. She turned into bees. That wasn't in the original.
Was all of that supposed to be
frightening? Oh, hey. Remember that shot where you're like, that's a pretty sunrise?
Yeah. Yep. Now we're back on the Last Jedi Island.
I'm down here.
Edward.
I'm coming. Oh God. Oh, that's what the captions were. Oh. Oh God.
I like the lack both of enthusiasm grunting. As you read that. I'm coming. Oh God. Oh.
Now they're grunting. More grunting.
Panting. Moaning.
Yes. That was amazing. Nope. More
the
grunting.
The earth moved
under my feet. I feel the sky come tumbling down. Look.
Look. Look at this.
His dick. There's a sweater.
D's nuts.
There's a sweater.
Bee's nuts.
Bee's nuts?
Have you seen
it smells like garbage water. She's like sniffing it. It was underwater. It should not smell like her
garbage
daughter.
Water.
Yeah. That looks like a magic trick.
Wait, what the?
They crawled out of the crypt.
That happened underground.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's yes.
Yeah, that's her coconut baby.
I believe it.
How did it get burned? No. Where are you going?
De Niro.
No.
How did it get burned? How did it get burned?
Gonna have to go with Cage next.
Yeah. No, Cage.
Yeah.
Something bad is about to happen.
I'm gonna be in the
Wicker
Man.
Dude, it's been happening for like an hour now.
How far into it are we?
And I'll come back for you.
I don't know.
Go now.
Go. I'm afraid to hit a button and interrupt the film.
I'm not. Anything at this point would be a relief.
We're an hour 15 into it.
Oh God! All right, so
we got a half hour left.
Yep. A little bit less. I'm just looking for any optimism. So
yeah,
a little bit less.
A little bit less. The beer is great, though.
The beer is fantastic.
Summer's Isle.
That's where they are.
Summer's Isle!
And they thought Summer Isle. Oh, shit.
This guy.
He's got a nipple down halfway his
chest.
Wait,
is that Sloth?
What was that?
I'm just stuck on Goonies at this point.
Were those bee stings?
I think so.
Was he a love slave?
It might have been herpes. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Dinsdale.
The honeycomb doors. Oh. Well, that's weird.
He's clearly hallucinating.
She has a beard of bees, and she is completely naked.
You know, I don't remember this part of the movie.
Yeah, I don't either. Oh. What is happening? Those two girls are behind her, and there's others on the side.
The blanket's supposed to somehow symbolize a stinger.
I'm not sure. Are there bees all over her, too?
Excellent.
Is she's in the Jesus
just
Christ
a,
post.
A satin.
Like Soundgarden. I'm
He's
running.
Stepping on the notes to the music.
Oh. I got a weird mask on.
Oh.
I'm so a bird.
It's the end of The Shining. Great.
What's with the feathers?
I'm a chicken lady.
Celebration?
Oh, yeah. Of death. And rebirth.
Sister Rose.
No.
Child.
I'm not Sister Rose.
Please just think about what
There's
you do.
Three of you?
Resentment is over. The moment has come.
I won't let her die.
So gallant, Sir Knight. Still tilting windmills, I see.
Quixotic.
Right until the end.
Get off the bike. Get off.
Her delivery is very Make sexually you. Charged, right?
Really?
Or am I just picking Step up?
I'm picking
okay.
up too.
All right. She's talking about, like, tilting windmills and...
Take your stupid mask.
And shove it up your dumb butt.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. Hey, feathers.
It is he.
What? Oh, no, it's the creepy twins.
Yeah, all right.
Can we go back to Sister Rose? Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't even realize there was somebody there.
Boner That's, killer.
Yeah,
big time.
Right. Had my dick bee stinged. I like how there's.
I like that that's the new phrase for boner killer.
Yeah.
That's how my dick bee stinged big time.
Need your help.
Hey, it's guys. Sausage party, right?
Right. What happened to the cool bar earlier?
We all got dicks.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be a dick.
His running looked awkward.
I'm looking for a missing girl.
His bike riding was awkward. His running is awkward.
Oh. I'm an antelope. Nope.
You wait a minute. Do you have permission to charge in here and just disappear?
No! I don't need anybody's goddamn permission! Oh. I'll search every inch of this town in the next 3 hours, and anybody who interferes will be brought up on murder charges. You got that? You have my permission to stay out of the fucking way!
Oh, we got the one F-bomb. PG-13. You get one. You get tits. Or you get an F-bomb. Oh, it's the girl playing a joke. That's from the original. That happened. They have a dark sense of humor. And still with creepy masks.
Big blocks of butter? Oh, it's candle wax.
Yeah, beeswax. Mind your own beeswax.
I never understood that. Why not just say business?
Stranger danger.
Rowan!
Where is the dude with the weird, like, horse
dude with outfit? The weird hump?
Yeah. And also, this doesn't seem as quaint. Like, the original, it was like a village, and there were entryways and stuff. Yeah, this is like, you ran to the whole other side of the island.
Yeah, he's just running from set to set. He does have an awkward...
gate.
Yeah. But he always hits his mark, and he's always got the right facial expression.
That's his IMDb photo.
Minus the beard.
Oh, is there a dragon? No.
I swear I saw
the plane sunk. They sunk the plane.
It's a very small island. It's sunk.
Oh, there's a guy. That's creepy. Why is his mouth sewn shut?
More birds.
Did he have a stump? What?
Yeah. He had his hand cut off. That must have been like another reference to the weird...
and here we go. The creepy... creepy animal people watching.
I trust you won't
why would they do that?
Again,
in synchronized. In synchronicity.
Very soon you'll be an entire family of bears.
I don't know what that means.
A bunch of gay men? I don't get it.
It does seem to shrink a bit each year, however. So, sister, did you see to that business at the harbor?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Just as you instruct. Now I'll be off.
Well, well. You look a bit worse for wear now, don't you?
Oh, he is not happy. He is over this shit. And then they cut. He punched a lady, and then they just cut away.
Oh, goddess of the fields.
And here we go. It's a ceremony.
I bring this humble colony before you on this day. This most sacred of days.
We got a
please
ram
accept our offering.
Lady. We got the crow.
Accept our offering.
Little
that
bees.
That you will once again in the year to come bestow on us the rich and diverse fruits of thy realm.
Now, I watched a show called The Masked Singer, which had somebody dressed as a raven. Oh, no shit. Is that Lili Sobieski? Oh, they're ruining all that beer. Yeah, Lili Sobieski is attacking him now. She shouldn't do that. She should just give him an apple. Instead of dressing up like the fool, he was going to dress up like a bear. That's the second lady he has punched in 5 minutes. And he just...
the bear punching scene?
He just... now he punched
Lili Sobieski?
Yeah. That's the second lady he punched.
So was he already dressed up as the bear?
No.
Oh, good.
He punched the barmaid lady, and then it cut. Like, as soon as he punched her, and I laughed for a good 10 seconds.
This remake, I appreciate what happens at the end, because he's punched at least 2 women so far. I think there'll be a 3rd one.
Right.
That was, he just casually walked up to her and smacked her, right?
Yeah, she was, like, talking to him, and then he just jacked her in the jaw. And then Lily came out of nowhere and attacked him, and then he punched and karate kicked her. Quack Fu, I believe. So, oh, and here he comes. He's not the fool. He's dressed up as a bear. Willow looks to be a jackalope.
And somebody's dressed as Braveheart.
Yeah, William Wallace.
It's me.
I told you to wait for me.
I could dress as a bear for hours.
It's always funnier when you do it. I feel like I can't touch that joke ever again.
The original was cooler than this. I liked their scene, the song, and Christopher Lee in drag.
Far creepier, yeah. Christopher Lee as Dr. Frankenfurter.
Yeah. I mean, this is weird, but it's not weird enough.
It's not creepy, huh? William Wallace.
She's like ready to go to a metal show. Overgrown cemeteries opening for Ghost.
She looks kind of like Michael McKean in that Voyager episode.
I'm a bear. Oh, hey, it's that kid.
Hey, she's playing the flugelhorn.
Yep, that's her.
She's like, what are you doing here?
I'm gonna go rescue that child. I'm a bear.
Number 3.
My name is Edward. I'm gonna save you.
Take a drink every time Nicolas Cage punches a woman.
You won't get drunk till the end of the movie, but you'll get drunk.
It's got a strong 3rd act.
And a strong right hook.
I'm taking you to the woods, child. Oh, my neighbors are mowing their yard. Just in case you heard that.
So punching 3 women and then grabbing a child and running into the woods, you might deserve to die at the end.
Maybe. Oh, and then we've got people dressed as animals chasing after him. Oh, boy. I don't even know you, man. He's like, it's okay. I'm your daddy.
His hair gets darker and darker throughout the movie.
I'm a friendly bear. Call me Baloo.
So the kid isn't talking. Is this so they didn't have to pay her?
It could be.
Like if you just make gestures, you're an extra, technically.
Wait. Rowan, wait.
Oh, now his phone works.
I gotta take this bear suit off. I gotta go.
Wait, has his phone worked the entire time?
Hello? Pete, help us. Help, please. Please help.
I don't even know if that was Pete.
He just calls everybody on his phone Pete.
Also, he has a gun. He could just shoot people.
That's a really good point.
Rowan. Honey.
Oh, he said honey. That's a B reference.
Yep. He said slow down because he's not good at running. Slow down. She's not even running that fast. He's a police officer. His conditioning should be decent.
And
you
he's
know.
Telling the little girl to slow down.
Uh-oh.
Can I do it right now, Nick?
Yes, my love.
Oh, she talked. Here we go. We got to fill our glasses for this.
Ugh.
Do not touch her.
Don't touch her.
Rowan, come back here.
Willow.
Welcome, Mr. Malis. You have come of your own free will to keep this appointment.
That's the best way to come.
Wicker Man.
Stay back!
Yeah, that's what Rush talks about. I will and come free-willed.
The game of the hunter leading the hunters.
Not a great line.
But it is we who have found you.
Well, who's the fish dude?
I don't know, but it looks like a Star Trek original series alien.
Willow, tell them.
At this point, I would just unload the clip on whoever.
The letter was from all of us here. Your invitation to visit, one might say.
You see,
nobody asked you, Sarah Sanders.
Man, we needed, and we were determined to get you here.
Notice
Sir Knight, how we led you to believe that your daughter would be sacrificed due to the failure of the crops last year.
But they did fail. I saw the photo.
Yes, they failed, all right. Disastrously so.
No, most fails
are
a disaster.
One of the few times since my ancestors moved here. But we are always prepared with a powerful sacrifice. And that, my friend, is your destiny.
It is your destiny.
It's your density.
What we require is destiny.
I will shoot you. Just because you're blind, I will still shoot you.
He is connected to us.
Connected by blood.
What?
Mary Behan, is that her name? She looked very confused by that line.
Yeah. She's like, oh yeah, because we fornicated.
Why have you done this to me?
Well,
we orchestrated all of this with the greatest care. Everything that's happened.
All right, so they orchestrated all of it, like, retroactively, because the little girl was born before.
Your fate was sealed many years ago.
They didn't have a good harvest, right?
When she chose to be with you.
I think.
So that doesn't make any sense.
This whole movie.
They orchestrated it. I don't know. Maybe I haven't.
Yes.
Totally honest, haven't been paying attention for like half
of this. Is a story.
Willow's her mom. Her daughter.
Written. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the cop.
You have been chosen to die a martyr's death.
On
you
the
will
left?
Sit beside the gods and goddesses for all of eternity.
Back up! I swear to God I will shoot you!
It is a great honor. One that you cannot refuse. It is ordained. There is no way out.
Stay back!
See? Oh, all right. They took his bullets. Still, at this point, like right at this point, if I know that I'm going to die because they want me to for a purpose, I would just run through the crowd, jump off a cliff.
Yeah.
I'd just be like,
ruin their plans.
Fuck your goddamn canoes.
Yeah. Oh no, they're gonna hobble him.
Much more frightening movie.
Yep.
I think Misery
this didn't
is
happen
due
in
for
this
a
did
remake.
Not happen in the original.
Yeah.
It did not.
You bitches! You bitches!
All right, we heard you.
Yeah.
This is murder!
Murdidly-ergler.
And you're doing it for nothing! Killing me won't bring back your goddamn heart,
but I know it will.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, they are, like, in ecstasy.
Neither do we, Nicholas.
I'm not one of you! I don't believe in your God! I don't believe in sacrifice!
And the right one.
And he claims it was a dark comedy.
Right?
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, it actually is.
Oh, hey. Hey, girl in the back.
Oh, here
what's your story? Oh, this is it. Raise your glasses, people.
What is it? What is that?
This is the whole reason we're drinking the beer.
Oh, no, not the bees.
Yes, the bees.
Not the bees.
Yep, bees. All computer animated,
but they're not
obviously.
They're on your chin.
He has a helmet of bees upon him.
I like her smirk.
They look like spiders crawling on him.
Those do not look like bees at all.
And they're horribly computer animated. Like,
why
it's so
is she
obvious.
Waving them away? They're gonna yeah. sting her.
And he's only got a couple bites.
All right, EpiPen.
In the dick.
We'll do it your way this time. I must keep you alive.
Well, we know.
Oh, you're gonna put me in the sack? The bloody sack?
Is it a shark or something?
Oh, and here we go. Let's see if their Wicker Man is as impressive.
This should be even though it's terrible, it should be at least, like, uncomfortable and, like, ugh, this is weird right. and creepy. It's still freaking hilarious to me.
Right.
That guy in the horse's mask was in my creative writing class.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
He actually sounds like Ed Woodward there. I think he was doing a slight impression.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ!
Chickens clucking. They got the animals in there. They're gonna burn them.
Ah, wicker crotch. Ew, gross. I don't want to look up the wicker skirt.
No manscaping with the wicker man.
Oh God, and goddesses of nature, receive this sacrifice and be appeased.
He's getting, like, strung up in it, which is a little different.
Even the goat Random has to goat. Chide in. I wish the chickens were subtitled like, yeah, we're with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know this sucks. Hey, that was Matthew Lillard.
I thought, of, yeah, in front of Swamp Thing. Why does the Wicker Man have Wolverine claws?
That is so weird. I was just thinking of a different X-Men reference.
Oh, okay.
Weird.
We're gonna go burn your dad now. Is he even the dad, though?
I guess. Yeah, he is. I don't get how this was all...
Rowan!
This is the most tragic part of the movie, that it's his own daughter setting him on fire.
Don't set daddy on fire! You're gonna be grounded.
Ronan, I'm gonna count to 10.
Time out.
10.
Put it down, honey. No, sister honey is Lily Sobieski. Ah, damn it. Yay!
Yeah, it's creepier when they're singing. When they're cheering, it's just kind of stupid.
Yeah. And the ghosts rejoice.
Hey, it's the girl from that Blind Melon video.
Yeah.
All I can say is that this movie is really lame.
I'll just drink instead.
Yeah, oh, they are drones. It's very politically taboo.
Who did the face painting?
Some jackass at the local fair.
Yep.
You know, I'd be screaming too if my crotch was set on fire. Oh, it's him screaming. I thought it was the actual Wicker Man.
Look at my fillings. And
Nicolas Cage screams a lot.
The Duro must die. They're all happy because they got punched by him. All right, he stopped screaming, and there's his hands. And we're taking an old-time photo.
All right, everybody, hold still for exactly 4.5 minutes.
Eerie whispering. Flames crackle. Oh, and there he goes.
Nope. I didn't see him in there, though.
Nah, he was in there. Melancholy theme playing. The end.
The worst subtitles out. At least the original ended with, like, a sunset.
For Johnny Ramone, the first words
he's rolling in his ashes. He's just like, really? That's what you did for me?
He's buried at the Hollywood Cemetery. When I go to California this month, I was thinking of going and visiting. And yeah, I'll see if he is, in fact, rolling in his grave.
That is one terrible film.
Yeah. Hey. Oh,
Elizabeth Moth.
Elizabeth.
There she is.
Dr. Moth.
So all this movie really did for me is make me realize that I have a mad crush on Molly Parker.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
And James Franco was bar guy number one.
Oh, that's right.
And Jason Ritter.
You forgot to look out for those two.
Yeah. John Ritter's son, who was in Parenthood. They had small little bit parts for no reason.
Just because I wanted to help out with the movie because they didn't know. Hey, Best Boy Electric was John Williams.
Oh, boy.
I'm guessing it's a different genre.
Probably. Well, while the credits are rolling, we're going to let you listen to our closing credits song.
That was rough.
And this is from Ty Segall from the album Melted. This is Bees.
Oh, God, the bees. Oh, not the bees.
Not the bees. Oh. Yeah, it's the bees. Enjoy it here on Drunk at the Movies. And that was Ty Segall. Thank you to our bands of the week. We had Clutch. We had Ty Segall. Hopefully you enjoyed those songs more than the movie.
And thank you for our listeners for pushing through that. Because, God, that might be the roughest movie we've ever watched.
You think?
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other really bad movies we watched. At least Howard the Duck was, fun.
And Leah Thompson in underwear.
Yeah, this had no redeeming qualities at all, really. It ruined a perfectly fine movie for its time. And, it ends on such a down note.
Like Empire Strikes Back? It ends on such a down note. But
like 50 times worse. That's what life is. A series of down endings.
Yeah. Well,
all Howard had was a bunch of Muppets.
It's not going to get much better. Questionable Remakes Month continues. We've got a few doozies lined up for you.
But it should be going back up. The roller coaster ride should be going back up.
We'll see.
Even for questionable remakes.
It's May Day, so we had to do Wicker Man for May 1st, and... Stay tuned. There's some more fun ones on the way. Seth, I don't know what we're doing to ourselves.
It hurts, but it's fun.
It is fun. This is like the first day off I've had of work
And this is how
in a month. And I spend it, one, drinking at 10:30 a.m. is fun on a Saturday.
Well, the good news is it's 4:20 and it we're done working.
We're so done life working.
Has bound to be getting better at this point.
Yeah.
That was not grammatically accurate at all.
Hashtag it gets better.
It does.
That's a thing. So
is that still a thing?
I don't know. In regards to our show, it is.
It's bound to be.
All right. Well, we're going to finish our Raise the Feared, which was a delicious beer. Make sure you go to Bearded Owl and get you some of that. It goes down smooth, and that honey and apricot combo is phenomenal.
Super flavorful, and it's you don't even really realize that you're drinking alcohol. It tastes like fruit punch, but like the best fruit punch you've ever had.
I hope this is one that they make again. I'm going to make sure I voice my opinion because this could easily become one of my favorite beers that they have ever made. So very, very happy to have shared a growler of that today. Well, I guess until next week, we may as well bid the listeners adieu. Yes. So this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying you don't have to be drunk to watch the Wicker Man remake. But
the Wicker Man we make.
The Wicker Man we make from Dr. Thmoth.
From a Withabeth Moth.
Fuck. I'm drunk.
But it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. This movie hurt. It hurt big time.
It hurt like bees.
Bees, not the bees.